Page 86. Reading 1. Literature. Folk tale. A Tale of Two Brothers. A Korean folk tale.
Long ago, there were two brothers named Hung-bu and Nol-bu who lived with their father on a rice farm in Korea. When their father grew old and sick, Hung-bu, who was the younger brother, said, "Brother, we must take care of our father." Every day, Hung-bu brought his father food and tea and medicine. But Nol-bu, the older brother, was too busy going out to parties and seeing friends. After their father died, Hung-bu said, "Papa said we should work together on the farm and share the profits." "Surely you misunderstood," said Nol-bu. "The farm is all mine, for I am the elder brother. But do not worry. I will give you a plot of your own." Nol-bu gave Hung-bu a tiny shaded plot of land where rice would not grow, and Hung-bu became very poor. Nol-bu, on the other hand, enjoyed a good harvest each year and lived a comfortable life. One winter day, when Hung-bu was in his yard, he noticed a swallow hobbling around on a broken leg. So he brought the bird indoors and wrapped his broken leg to help it heal. When spring came, the swallow returned and dropped a seed at Hung-bu's feet. Hung-bu understood that the seed was a thank you gift and planted it. Soon, a flower-filled vine sprung up, and within a week, the flowers turned into huge melons. As Hung-bu cut one open, he could almost taste the juicy sweet fruit. But, to his surprise, the inside of the melon had no fruit at all. Instead, it was filled with gold and gemstones. He cut open the other melons and found riches in every one. He had become a wealthy man. Soon, Nol-bu heard about his brother's great wealth, and he demanded to know how it happened. After hearing the story, Nol-bu went out into his yard, caught a swallow, and broke its leg, ignoring the bird's cries of pain. Nol-bu then wrapped the bird's leg in cloth, the way his brother had done. The swallow came back a few days later and dropped a seed at Nol-bu's feet. "Finally, I will be rich," Nol-bu thought. Nol-bu planted the seed and very soon had his own vine of melons. But when he cut into one, muddy water came rushing out of it, destroying his rice farm and his home.